I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16, Jesus speaks the parable of the workers in the vineyard. He says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, 'You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon, and he did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, 'Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?' 'Because no one has hired us,' they answered. He said to them, 'You also go and work in my vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first.' The workers, who were hired about 5 in the afternoon, came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. 'These, who were hired last, worked only 1 hour,' they said, 'and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them, 'I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." My brothers and sisters, this parable assures us that it is never too late in this life to receive Christ's saving grace. It assures us that we do not have to become something to be received into Christ's kingdom. We can come to Christ right now as we are. There is no status in Christ's kingdom. He will transform us. We are all his children, and we are all his subjects. And when we become born again, saved in Christ, we all become his disciples, his ministers, his apostles, his saints, and his servants, his loyal subjects. Jesus' invitation is to all people of all nations to give up their godless ways and their empty pagan cultic practices and accept Jesus' freely given grace. Repent, yield, and dedicate yourself to the Lord, receiving Christ with all your heart as Lord of your life. Do this, and you shall be born again in Jesus, a new creation in Christ, and eternally saved by his grace. Heavenly Father, we pray for all those non-believers who feel that they have the world all figured out and who attempt to do life on their own. We pray for all those who live godless lives, praying to empty, non-existent gods. You alone are the way, the truth, and the life. You alone are God. You alone are all-powerful, sovereign, and almighty. We pray that all your children will, of their own free will, receive your gift of saving grace of their free will. In the almighty name of Jesus Christ, the only salvation that God has given us, we pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thank you for listening to this short devotion on Jesus Saves.